awards, four nominations for A Complete Unknown. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 16 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Formal charges have been filed in connection to a fatal assault in the Racine County Jail. Inmate Devontae Caraway has been charged for the 47-second attack on Joseph Lee in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. An autopsy shows Lee suffered multiple severe injuries to his head and spine. Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project last night to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into four affordable housing units. The development, partially backed by federal funds, will create three-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King area. A Racine man with a violent criminal history has been arrested after months on the run. Floyd Cooper was wanted for a gang-related shooting in June. He's now locked up in the Racine County Jail. And Rob Wolf has been named as the new executive director of the Racine Art Museum Association. He'll start next week. The outgoing director will stay on as a consultant to ensure a smooth transition. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles. Although Green Bay has lost Christian Watson for the rest of the season, Dontavian Wicks says they still have depth at wide receiver.
We got so many playmakers on the team, you know, and I see a lot of people that want to win. So, you know, we bring that all together and compliment each other. I think everything's going to be great for us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Milwaukee hosting the San Antonio Spurs at Fiserv Forum. In college hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette came from behind to beat Georgetown 74-66. Chase Rice led the Golden Eagles with a career-high 27 points. That snapped a five-game winning streak for the Hoyas.
Man, it's a far cry from the Georgetown team we played last year. I told the guys that coming in, but then when you feel it and you experience it on the floor, I think it still takes some adjusting on the guys' part to understand, like, this is a team to really, you know, be reckoned with in our league.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds, then sunshine today with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. With a cold start to tomorrow, clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Harvey and the rest of the story coming up in just 30 seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Friday, the third day of May 2002, the face of a beautiful young woman in southwestern Michigan was identified as a graduate of Southwest Missouri State University, where she had excelled in the women's athletic program. And now that lovely face, mutilated, looked up from the floor and viewing the remains. Authorities could only shake their heads and ask, who in the world is capable of doing such a thing? Well, who indeed? For then unknown to local criminal investigators, there lived nearby in the town of Roseburg one Edward Sharon, a gentle man. Unsuspecting neighbors testified he was a religious man. He was the former pastor of the Umpqua Trinity Fellowship on Meadow Avenue, in fact. But there were these two things that captured your attention when meeting Ed Sharon. His hands, they were massive, powerful, 16 and a half size ring finger hands. Hands that could, well, very easily accomplish the sort of mayhem discovered that Friday in May. You are an investigator. You have witnessed the sight. You're pretty sure the victim is not the assailant's first. The job is too efficiently, too neatly done, as dismemberments go. So you check the records, going back a couple of years, and you've not looked far before a trail of victims appears. Examine the evidence, and there is no doubting the identity of your prime suspect. The mild-mannered former pastor Ed Sharon is brought in for questioning. John Sowell, reporter for the News Review, is the first media representative to interrogate the Ripper that day. Yes, he did it, Sowell heard the soft voice say. And in that moment, the newsman, as would others ever after, glanced down and then stared transfixed at those huge, strong hands, which had already mangled in instances not in the least criminal, some 4,000 telephone books. That's right. For almost precisely 2 years previous, the once pastor of Umpqua Trinity Fellowship watched a man on television shred a telephone directory with his bare hands, and to himself Ed said, "Hey, I bet I can do that too." And he did, and he has over and over and over again. The authorities, intrigued by his prowess, were officials of the Guinness Book of World Records, wherein Ed Sharon's name now resides for his having torn asunder barehanded from top to bottom 19 telephone books in a mere 3 minutes. He can, in fact, rip a 1,400-page telephone book in two in less than 2 seconds. Specifically, the Springfield Branson area Southwestern Bell phone book, whose cover, by the way, bears the action photograph of Women's National Basketball Association beauty Jackie Stiles, the women's NCAA career scoring leader while playing for Southwest Missouri State. And that torn cover photograph of her, that was what looked up from the floor on the third day of last May. Throughout Ed Sharon's undeniably athletic phone book ripping career, he has been defeated only once by a directory whose pages had been secretly reinforced with a cellophane tape by a mischievous pal. And that indestructible phone book remains on display at that friend's Roseburg, Missouri restaurant, the defiant solitary survivor of a reign of terror that's only begun. The world celebrated handiwork of the ham-sized hands of Ed Sharon, Ed the Ripper. 67 years young. And now you know the rest of the story.
You had me, Paul. Paul Harvey, twice every weekday, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05. Like I say, weekdays on WRJN. Sugar pie.
Memorial Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Congratulations again to the Waterford Wolverines, defeating the Burlington Demons 68-43, the final score in a game heard last night on WRJN. More sports on the way with UW-Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team taking on Minnesota. And that's happening Friday nights. Listen for it here on WRJN.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Ow! Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This message is sponsored by Wiscaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wiscaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at Wiscaregiver.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with a Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
WRJN.
timeless hits and great songs out of Motown on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Let's find out what's happening around Racine on the station that's been around 98 years serving the area. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 47-second attack in the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve has led to homicide charges against an inmate. Formal charges have now been filed against 29-year-old Devontae Caraway. The victim, 35-year-old Joseph Lee, was found unconscious 22 minutes after the assault and pronounced dead on January 1st. An autopsy revealed multiple severe injuries to Lee's head and spine. The complaint notes that the attack was violent. It's reported some of the other inmates tried to intervene, but a complaint says Caraway threatened them. Racine authorities say jail staff acted within protocol. Investigators in Kenosha County are leading the inquiry. In a bid to tackle an affordable housing crisis, Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into housing. The council took that vote last night. The development will result in 4 3-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King area. Part of the project is backed by federal funds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. With a cold start to tomorrow, clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. Tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all. And one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a being employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in blue. Working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue.
street, the basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew.
She's a winner. She's shopping, that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. So Johnny Rivers' old girlfriend started going out with the rich guys and didn't last long. So welcome back to the poor side of town, says Johnny on WRJN.
How can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, gonna stay now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Number one for the Stones. This next song, also number one, and recorded very quickly while the band had come off of a tour, had just a couple of days off of the tour circuit, and they recorded this. Here's Terry Kirkman of the Association talking about the recording session for Windy.
So we began at noon and finished at about 5:30 the next morning. We got through. My manager, Pat Coleccio, at the time, he came on and said, "What do you think?" I said, "Pat, I don't even know if I like it for us, but it's so infectious."
Well, no fooling it's infectious. Here's the Association, Windy, WRJN.
Down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Couple of original bands who have a lot of tribute bands out there. Beach Boys for one, CCR for another on RJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no. I love you.
should see. What a lovely, lovely world is it be. Everyone learn to live together. Seems to me such an easy, easy thing should be. Why can't you and me learn to love one another?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. At least two people are dead in the ferocious wildfires ripping through Los Angeles County. Others have been injured, and more than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. Tens of thousands of people have left their homes. Winds are gusting to hurricane strength in some spots. CBS's Danya Backus in the Pacific Palisades area west of Malibu has been hard hit.
The Los Angeles Unified School District has temporarily relocated students from Palisades campuses.
L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says
approximately 400 LAFD firefighters have been deployed to the Palisades fire. We have many hundreds of law enforcement officers, our partner agency responders, and public works members engaged in supporting our overall operations.
But officials admit with several large fires, resources are short and help is being brought in from other states. Lack of water pressure has been an issue. New developments in the maneuvering over the cases against Donald Trump, as we hear from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president-elect's legal team sought to block the release of the two-volume report, one on election interference, the other on the classified documents case. The Justice Department says it will release only one volume, the report on election interference, and it will likely come out before Trump takes office. At the same time, it will hold the other report on the classified documents.